Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, Memra by Avram Goldhari, and today we're Zechus of Odazara, Daf Samach Beis. The beginning of the fifth parak, Asocher as a Poel. The Zichu Masechus of Odazara program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas, Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem Olav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas, his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin Olav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the fifth parak begins, Hasocher Sapo Laso Simo B'Yayin Nesach. If an idolater hires a worker to work for him with the Yayin Nesach, meaning to transport it, Scharo Aser, the wages are Aser B'Hana. They want to ask why the wages are Aser. Although the Yayin Nesach itself is Aser B'Hana, that should not prohibit the wages and benefit, since if someone sold Orla or Kalima vineyards, both of which are prohibited in benefit, and was Mekadosh a woman with the proceeds, the Kedushin is valid. The Gemara suggests that since Yayin Nesach is Tofes as Dambav, extends its prohibition to the money given for it, like idols, it would also prohibit wages given for working with it. However, this answer is also rejected because although Shemitah produce is also Tofes as Dameo, to give the purchase money Shemitah status, yet a Mishnah teaches that wages for working with Shemitah are permitted. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan concluded, Kanasu Shekansu Chachamim Mechamarin Ubiyayin Nesach. It's a penalty with which the sages penalize donkey drivers, transporting Shemitah produce, as the Gemara explains, and those who work with Yayin Nesach. Point number two, they ask, Schar Lestam Yenam, if he hired the Jew to work with their ordinary wine, meaning wine of idolaters which was not known to be used for Nesach, is the Schar permitted? Do we say Kevin de Isura Chamur to the Yayin Nesach? Since the prohibition of this wine is as strict as full-fledged Yayin Nesach, so the Schar is similarly forbidden? Or do we say Hoyo Betumasu Kios, since his tumah is more lenient, meaning Yayin Nesach is Matami like a dead body by being carried or through oil, but Stam Yenan is only Matami as an ordinary beverage, its Schar is permitted? The Gemara relates an incident in which someone rented out his boat for Stam Yenan and was paid in wheat. Rav Chista instructed him to burn the wheat and bury the ashes in a cemetery, proving that such schar is aser b'hana. The Gemara explains he could not scatter the wheat since people would come to benefit from it, nor could he burn it and scatter the ashes since it may provide benefit as a fertilizer. Burying it without burning it carries a risk that someone discovering it may think it was stolen wheat and not aser b'hana. And point number three, the Gemara relates, the Bei Rabbi Yana Yasvei Perishvius Me'anim. People of Rabbi Yana's household borrow Shemitah produce from the poor during Shemitah, Uparlohu B'Sheminis, and repay them during the eighth year with ordinary produce. Rabbi Yochanan told them, Yausin Abdin, they are acting properly and the repayment does not have Shemitah status. Rashi explains that since the Shemitah produce was consumed before the payment was made, it's not considered an exchange of the Shemitah produce. Rav Yochanan added, "Ukenegdim be'esn mutter," and the parallel case of a zonas hire is similarly permitted to be used on the mizbeach. This is based on a brisa which is interpreted to say, "Ba'aleha ba'achakach nasanla." If he had relations with her and afterwards gave her an animal as payment, esnena mutter, her payment is permitted as a carbon. Since the payment was given after the relations had already taken place, it's not considered payment for the relations. So once again, the three points are number one. The fifth parak begins, Asocher Sapo Laso Simo B'Yayin Nesach. If an idolater hires a worker to work for him with Yayin Nesach, for example, to transport it, Scharo Aser, the wages are Aser B'Hana. They want to ask why the wages are Aser. Although the Yayin Nesach itself is Aser B'Hana, that should not prohibit the wages and benefit, since if someone sold Orla or Kalima vineyards, both of which are prohibited in benefit, and was Mekadosh a woman with the proceeds, the Kedushin is valid. The Gemara suggests that since Yayin Nesach is Tofes as Dambav, extends its prohibition to the money given for it, like idols, it would also prohibit wages given for working with it. However, this answer is also rejected because although Shemitah produce is also Tofes as Dameo, to give the purchase money Shemitah status, yet a Mishnah teaches that wages for working with Shemitah are permitted. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan concluded, Kanasu Shekansu Chachamim Mechamarin Ubiyayin Nesach. It's a penalty with which the sages penalize donkey drivers, transporting Shemitah produce, as the Gemara explains, and those who work with Yayin Nesach. Point number two, they ask, Schar Lestam Yenam, if he hired the Jew to work with their ordinary wine, meaning wine of idolaters which was not known to be used for Nesach, is the Schar permitted? Do we say Kevin de Isura Chamur to the Yayin Nesach? Since the prohibition of this wine is as strict as full-fledged Yayin Nesach, so the Schar is similarly forbidden? Or do we say Hoyo Betumasu Kios, since his tumah is more lenient, meaning Yayin Nesach is Matami like a dead body by being carried or through oil, but Stam Yenan is only Matami as an ordinary beverage, its Schar is permitted? The Gemara relates an incident in which someone rented out his boat for Stam Yenan and was paid in wheat. Rav Chista instructed him to burn the wheat and bury the ashes in a cemetery, proving that such schar is aser b'hana. The Gemara explains he could not scatter the wheat since people would come to benefit from it, nor could he burn it and scatter the ashes since it may provide benefit as a fertilizer. Burying it without burning it carries a risk that someone discovering it may think it was stolen wheat and not aser bahana. And point number three, the Gemara relates, the Bei Rabbi Yana Yasveh Perishvies Me'anim. People of Rabbi Yana's household borrow Shemitah produce from the poor during Shemitah, Uparlohu B'Sheminis, and repay them during the eighth year with ordinary produce. Rabbi Yochanan told them, Yausin Abdin, they are acting properly and the repayment does not have Shemitah status. Rashi explains that since the Shemitah produce was consumed before the payment was made, it's not considered an exchange of the Shemitah produce. Rav Yochanan added, "Uknegdim be'esn mutter," and the parallel case of a zonas hire is similarly permitted to be used on the mizbeach. This is based on a brisa which is interpreted to say, "Ba'aleha ba'achakach nasanla." If he had relations with her and afterwards gave her an animal as payment, esnena mutter, her payment is permitted as a carbon. Since the payment was given after the relations had already taken place, it's not considered payment for the relations. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain, who was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yai Nesech, and told to burn the wheat paid to him for transporting Stam Yenam, and bury the ashes, borrowed Shemitah produce from Anim to pay them back in the eighth year. Once again, slow motion. The submarine captain, submarine? That must be Siman Daf Samech Beis. The submarine captain was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yai Nesech, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Asoch es apol laso simod b'yai nesech. If an idolater hires a worker to work for him with Yai Nesech, for example, to transport it, scharo aser, the wages are aser bahana. The Gemara asks why the wages are prohibited, and Rabbi Yochanan explains, Knasu shekansu chochamim b'chamarim b'yai nesech. It's a penalty with which the sages penalize donkey drivers transporting Shemitah produce and those who work with Yai Nesech. So, the submarine captain, who was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yai Nesech, and told to burn the wheat paid to him for transporting Stam Yenam, and bury the ashes, which reminds us, Rav Chista instructed one to burn the wheat and bury the ashes in a cemetery that he was paid for working with Stam Yenam, proving that such schar is aser b'hana. The Gemara explains that he could not scatter the wheat since people would come to benefit from it, nor could he burn it and scatter the ashes since it may provide benefit as fertilizer. Burying it without burning it carries the risk that someone discovering it may think it was stolen wheat and not aser bahana. So the submarine captain, who was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yai Nesech, and told to burn the wheat paid to him for transporting Stam Yenam and bury the ashes, borrowed Shemitah produce from Anim to pay them back in the eighth year, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the people of Rabbi Yana's household borrowed Shemitah produce from the poor during Shemitah, uparuhu b'sheminis, and repay them during the eighth year with ordinary produce. Rabbi Yochanan told them, Yausin Abdin, they are acting properly and the repayment does not have Shemitah status. Rashi explains that since the Shemitah produce was consumed before the payment was made, it's not considered an exchange of the Shemitah produce. So once again, the submarine captain, who is forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yai Nesech, and told to burn the wheat paid to him for transporting Stam Yenam and bury the ashes, borrowed Shemitah produce from Anim to pay them back in the eighth year. All right, so now it's time for four Brabach Hazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the Siman Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. It was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be on Daf Nun Ches. It was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, which reminds us, Abai quoted a brisa to disprove Rava's opinion on the previous daf, regarding an official who examines wine who is an idolater who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up wine, or tasted wine from a cup and returned the remaining wine to the barrel. Such an incident occurred and the rabbis prohibited all the wine in the barrel. Presumably, this means it's prohibited even in Hana, proving that even touching wine without intent for libation fully prohibits it. So it was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, while two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink, which reminds us, Rav Yochim ben Arza and Rav Yossi ben Norai were sitting and drinking wine and told someone, Ta'ashkinan, come pour us a drink. After he poured the wine into the cup, it emerged that he was an Akum. One of them prohibited the wine even for Hana, and the other permitted it even for drinking. The Gemara continues, explaining the rationale for both. So it was a rough day at Noach Goldberg the Zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, while two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink. At the same time, an idolatrous customer who just purchased a souvenir water bottle poured water into wine and diluted it. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is regarding an idolater who dilutes wine with water. Rabbi Yochanan ruled on the question, Aser, it's forbidden to drink Mishum Lech Lech Amri Nazira. Because of the principle, we tell the Nazir, go away, go away, go around, do not approach the vineyard. Although it's permitted for a Nazir to enter a vineyard, we warn him to stay away from one to avoid the temptation to consume its produce. Similarly, although wine diluted by an Akum is fundamentally permitted, since he didn't touch it at all, but merely moved it by pouring water into it, the rabbis decreed not to drink it. Daf Nun Tes, so the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The Yid who hired one knight, that must be on Daf Nun Tes, knight in shining armor. The Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, which reminds us, Rav Kahana was asked, may an idolater bring grapes to the wine press? Tosafos explains that after bringing the grapes to the wine press, the transporter empties the grapes into the treading basin, which contains flowing wine. He replied, Aser is forbidden, Mishum Lech Lech Amru Nazir, because of the principle of, we tell the Nazir, go away, go away, Schor Schor L'Karmel L'Tikrav, go around, do not approach the vineyard. So the Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, and another knight to collect payment from the goy who made the Jews' wine, Yain Nesach, which reminds us, Rav Ashi ruled that if an Akum pours a Jew's wine as a libation, prohibiting it in any benefit, although he can't sell it to another idolater, it's mutter to collect its value from the Akum who prohibited it. He explained, Mikkel Kalye, the Akum essentially burned the wine, thus he's not selling him Yain Nesach, but collecting payment for permitted wine that the Akum destroyed. So the Yid who hired one knight in shining armor to stop idolaters from carrying grapes to the wine press, and another knight to collect payment from the goy who made the Jews' wine, Yain Nesach, was upset when a third knight stuck his armored hand into a wine barrel opening to stop the wine from flowing out, which reminds us, the Gemara relates an incident in which the spigot of a wine barrel fell out, and an Akum jumped forward and placed his hand in the opening to stop the wine from flowing out. Rav Papa ruled all the wine which is by the spigot, meaning the opening, is forbidden, v'idach shari, and the rest of the wine in the barrel is permitted even for drinking. This wine is not considered one unit with the wine in the opening, so the Akum is not viewed as having touched the rest of the wine. The Gemara presents another version for Rav Papa. Daf Samach, so the Simur Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Yid walking behind an idolater carrying a full flask of wine that had a mutter smiley face sticker on it. Smiley face sticker? That must be on Daf Samach. The Yid walking behind an idolater carrying a full flask of wine that had a mutter smiley face sticker on it, which reminds us, Rav Papa said that if an Akum is carrying Zika, a tied leather flask of wine, and Yisrael is walking behind him, then Mal Yashare, if the flask is full, it's permitted to Lemakarkesh, because he cannot agitate the wine by shaking the flask, so there's no concern of Nisach. However, Chasira Asir Dilma Makarkesh, if it's lacking, meaning it's not completely filled, it's prohibited because perhaps he might agitate the wine for Nisach by shaking the flask. So the Yid walking behind an idolater carrying a full flask of wine that had a mutter smiley face sticker on it. Notice that next to where an idolater wearing a mutter smiley face shirt was crushing grapes with koach kocho, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses an Akum pressing grapes bekocho or bekoach kocho, where he crushed the grapes with the force of his force, meaning he turned the screw which lowers the beam onto the grapes. So the Yid walking behind an idolater carrying a full flask of wine that had a mutter smiley face sticker on it. Notice that next to where an idolater wearing a mutter smiley face shirt was crushing grapes with koach kocho, an Akum had fallen into a Jew's wine pit, arose, which reminds us, if an Akum fell into a wine pit and arose, thereby directly touching the wine, but unintentionally, or he measured it with a reed or struck away a hornet with a reed where, although he intended to touch it, he did so indirectly and for a specific purpose, or was tapping the top of a foaming barrel where he touched it directly, but not in the manner of Nisach, incidents occurred with all these cases, and the rabbis ruled that the wine is sold to idolaters. Daf Samachov, so the Simur Daf Samachov is a psalm we often use a magician doing the saw a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician who had a side business to produce an idolater's wine to sell to Jews and use his magician's saw. That must be on Daf Samach Aleph. The magician who had a side business producing idolaters' wine to sell to Jews and used his magician sought to make an opening to the Rishus HaRabim, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hamatari Yeno Sha'ovd Kochavim, if a Jew produces an idolaters' wine impurity, meaning as kosher wine which he would sell to other Jews and pay the Akum afterwards, but knows to Rishuso, and he places it in the Akum's domain, in a house which opens into Rishus HaRabim, then if it's in a city in which both Jews and idolaters reside, the wine is permitted. The Akum is afraid to touch the wine since he may be caught and lose his profit in producing this kosher wine. So the magician who had a side business produce an idolatrous wine to sell to Jews and use his magician's saw to make an opening to Rishus HaRabim and kept his own wine in a house he rented in an idolatrous chatzer where another Jew resided who didn't have the key, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that whether one buys or rents a house in an idolatrous chatzer and filled it with wine, if a Jew resides in the chatzer, the wine is permitted even though there's no key or seal in the Jew's hand because the Akum is afraid to enter the house to touch the wine. If a Jew lives in a different chatzer, but not in the chatzer where the wine is stored, the wine is still permitted, but only if the Jew has a key or seal. So the magician who had a side business produced an idolatrous wine to sell to Jews and used his magician sought to make an opening to the Rishus HaRabim and kept his own wine in a house he rented in an idolatrous chatzer where another Jew resided who didn't have the key, wouldn't store wine with an Akum who wasn't the owner of the wine he produced because Chayshin Legomlin, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses storing wine with a different Akum who's not the owner, and whether we're Chayshin Legomlin, we're concerned of reciprocal agreements that this Akum will allow the owner to touch the wine, who will return the favor when the roles are reversed. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss the incident of an official who examines wines, who's an idolater who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up some wine? That's on Duff.
Nunches.
Good.
Number two.
Which stuff do we learn that it was mutter for people to borrow Shemitah produce and repay with eighth year produce? That's on Duff.
Samach Beis.
Good.
Number three.
Which stuff do we discuss the case of an Akum who was mistakenly asked to pour wine for two Rabbanim? That's on Duff.
Nunches.
Good.
Number four.
Which stuff do we learn that one can collect payment from an Akum who prohibits a Jew's wine? That's on Duff.
Nuntes.
Good.
Number five.
Which stuff do we learn that nisuch de regel, loshme nisuch, the making libation with a foot is not considered a nisuch? That's on Duff.
Nunvav.
Good.
Number six.
Which stuff do we discuss what the din is of an Akum carrying a closed flask of wine and the nafka mina if it's full or not? That's on Duff.
Samach.
Good.
Number seven.
Which daf did we learn that wages for working with stam yenim are asr, and Rav Chisda advised someone to burn the wheat he was paid with and bury the ashes? That's on daf.
Samach Beis.
Good.
Number eight.
Which daf did we learn that wages for working with the ayneset, for example, transporting it, are prohibited? That's on daf.
Samach Beis.
Good.
Number nine.
Which daf to discuss what the din is when an akum dilutes wine with water? That's on daf.
Nunches.
Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that if one returns the strainer's contents to the treading basin, the wine in the basin is prohibited? That's on Duff.
Nunvav.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.